unto Vishnu.
Unto Vishnu.
Va.
Va.
Either.
Either.
Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Good.
Good.
Asau.
Asau.
This.
This.
Kim.
Kim.
Weather.
Weather.
Nu.
Nu.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Karishyati.
Karishyati.
Will do.
Will do.
Asamanjasaha.
Asamanjasaha.
Not trustworthy.
Not trustworthy.
Sauridam.
Sauridam.
Affectionate relationship.
Affectionate relationship.
Duschacham.
Duschacham.
Difficult to relinquish.
Difficult to relinquish.
Pitroho.
Pitroho.
Of his father and mother.
Of his father and mother.
Ahat.
Ahat.
Gave up.
Gave up.
Yaha.
Yaha.
He who.
Ihu.
Panchahayanaha.
Panchahayanaha.
Only 5 years old.
Only 5 years old.
Translation. Although Pallad is only 5 years old, even at this young age, he has given up his affectionate relationship with his father and mother. Therefore, he is certainly untrustworthy. Indeed, it is not at all believable that he will behave well toward Vishnu. And so there's no purport to this text, so we're going to read the next text with its translation and purport.
Paropyapatyam hitakrid yatau sarjam swatehajopya pyamayavatsuto hitaha chinyatyatadangam yad uttamano hitam Shisham sukam jivati yad vivarjanat. Although a medicinal herb, being born in the forest does not belong to the same category as a man. If beneficial, it is kept very carefully. Similarly, if someone outside one's family is favorable, he should be given protection like a son. On the other hand, if a limb of one's body is poisoned by disease, it must be amputated, so that the rest of the body may live happily. Similarly, even one's own son, if unfavorable, must be rejected, although born of one's own body. Oh my God. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed all devotees of the Lord to be humbler than the grass and more tolerant than trees. Otherwise, there will always be disturbances to the execution of devotional service. Here is a vivid example of how a devotee is disturbed by a non-devotee, even though the non-devotee is an affectionate father. The material world is such that a non-devotee father becomes an enemy of a devotee son. Having determined to kill even his son, Hiranyakashipu gave the example of amputating a part of one's body that has become septic, and therefore injurious to the rest of the body. The same example, of course, may also be applied to non-devotees. So Prabhupada's taking it from the opposite direction right now. Chanakya Pandit advises, Chacha Durjana Sang Saragam Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam. Devotees actually serious about advancing in spiritual life should give up the company of non-devotees and always keep company with devotees. To be too attached to material existence is ignorance, because material existence is temporary and miserable. Therefore, devotees who are determined to perform tapasya penances and austerities to realize the self, and who are determined to become advanced in spiritual consciousness, must give up the company of atheistic non-devotees. Pallad Maharaj maintained an attitude of non-cooperation with the philosophy of his father, Hiranyakashipu, yet he was tolerant and humble. Hiranyakashipu, however, being a non-devotee, was so polluted that he was prepared to kill his own son. Even prepared to kill his own son. He justified this by putting forward the logic of amputation. Oof. So, heavy purport. Om Gadat Timurandasha Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this reminds me of a story, several stories, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about a Dvaitacharya.
Advaitacharya, of course, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Tattva. And he basically had six sons. And three of them were devotees, and three were not devotees. I mean, they weren't demons per se, but they just didn't take up Krishna consciousness. So he considered them to be not his sons. Amazing, that determination or renunciation. And similarly, there's a story of Krishna, who had to kill his own son, which is really heavy. So that story, some of you heard me tell this story before. Once upon a time, Krishna appeared as Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation. And as the boar incarnation, one of his activities was picking up the earth from the Garbhodak ocean. And he picked up the earth not with his hands, but with his tusks. And because the Lord's body is, let's say, he can do anything with any part of his body, Angani, Yasha, Sakalendriya, Drishimanti, the earth was impregnated. And she gave birth to a very nice little boy. His name was, what, do you remember?
Bhomasura.
Not Bhomasura, Bhoma. 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 Not Asura at that point.
Okay,
Bhoma. Yeah, don't jump the gun. His name was Bhoma, which means the son of the earth. Son of Bhumi.
Yeah, that's right.
It's interesting, he was called after his mother. It was interesting. So, anyway, so he was a nice kid. But what happened? He had some bad associations. There's two things with raising children. One is nature, and the other one is nurture. The two ends. Nature means, you know, like the genes you got. And, you know, just what's your nature. Like the parents, they prayed for a pure devotee to come down. And please, Krishna, send a pure devotee. And maybe he sends one. But anyway, So they may get a very advanced soul. But then the nurture is what happens afterwards, which is actually more important. Because you actually have other instances of people born in demon families, like Prahlad. Of course, his nurture was within the womb. But Prahlad had, it probably described elsewhere, he had demoniac blood flowing through his veins. You know, because of the same genes as Hiranyakashipu. You know, what do they say? Remember I said something about the apple yesterday? Does anyone remember? What happens about the apple?
It does not fall far away.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't fall far from the tree. So the apple of Prahlad Maharaj, he's an apple. He had similar genes. And it's a fact, you know, that genes, it's not just an illusion the scientists have, but genes actually determine, just like if the parents have hair of a certain color, or anyway, there's something called recessive genes and dominant genes, for those of you who want to study these things, remember? So, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get into genes. Actually, tonight, if we can talk about intelligent design, I'll talk about genes. You going to get a projector?
Yes.
Okay. So Prahlad Maharaj, but by good association, he changed. Just like it says, by the proper initiation, it's like bell metal being turned to gold, like alchemy. You know what alchemy is? Alchemy is like, there used to be all these different like people in Europe who were interested in alchemy, turning gold from bell metal. And Prabhupada said he knew the system to do that. You want to find out what the system is? I'll tell you. Prabhupada said, you drink mercury the night before, and then you pass urine on the bell metal. But of course, if you drink enough mercury, you're dead. So you really have to be a mystic yogi to do that. So anyway, so that's the point. That by association, you know, sadhu-sangha, sabhasashrakoi, lava-matra, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi-hoi, one can reach all perfection. And by a bad association, one can become degraded. Karnam guna sangasya sarasa janma jonishu, as Krishna says in the Gita. So, anyway, getting back to the story of poor little Boma. So poor little Boma had bad association. He just hung out with the wrong people. And as a result of that, he kidnapped all these princesses. He was a real demon. But Krishna had a problem insofar as killing him, because Krishna had promised Bhumi he wouldn't actually kill his son without her permission. So she was thinking, you know, I got him there. Even if he's a demon, Krishna's not going to kill him. No problem. But Krishna is infinitely more tricky even than Bhumi or anybody else. So what Krishna did is when he was going to kill Bhumasura, he brought Satyabhama with him. And Satyabhama, of course, is really the source. I mean, if you talk about expansions like that, she's the source of Bhumi. She's not different from Bhumi, in one sense. Bhumi is an expansion of Satyabhama. And so, while they were seated on Garuda, she said to Krishna, kill him. So Krishna killed him. His own son. Oh my God. And so, then as a result, Krishna saw all these poor girls. And in the Vedic system, it was a little bit different than the system we have now, that if a girl had spent the night in someone else's home, forget it. She couldn't get married. I remember I had some disciples, actually, they're old disciples, and they took care of their daughters, they had two daughters so nicely, they wouldn't let them even go over and stay over at anyone else's house for the night. Oh my God. I'm not saying that people should do that, but it was just like, no sleepovers at anyone else's house. So their girls grew up, and the girls became great devotees. One is in charge of the Gurukul in Dallas, Texas, and the other one is Gauramani, the famous Gauramani, who is more famous than her guru. Envy creeps in there, you know. I look at her Facebook page and I see 5 million likes. I look at mine, 100 likes. So she was brought up like that. So of course the parents were protecting her in that way. So Krishna agreed, all right, girls, even though under normal circumstances you can't get married, I'll marry you all. And so then Krishna married all those girls at one time. So that's one instance of, you know, someone being basically rejected or even killed because they had bad association and they got degraded. Another instance I can think of is from the Ramayana. The Ramayana has a story of two nice gorillas, Mainda and Vidvida. They were actually nice. They were helping Ram. They were actually great devotees of Lord Ram. And what happened is that because of bad association, Dvidvida actually started to harass the girls that Balaram was dancing with. You know the story in Krishna book?
Yes.
And that was in the Raivataka Hills, and Balaram had to kill him. And actually the reason he sought out bad association, which is really interesting, was because he had committed an offense against Lakshman. You know, he had a good relationship with Ram, but not with Lakshman. And Lakshman, of course, is the original guru. He's Balaram, etc., like that. So because of that, he sought out bad association. So there's many cases of people being rejected because of bad association. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said when he was asked about the quality of a Vaishnava, he said, asat sangatyag a Vaishnavachar. That a Vaishnava should renounce bad association. That's the first quality, he said, of a Vaishnava. Now, so what does that mean as far as us? You know, we have to deal with this material world. That means we don't take intimate association with those who are not Krishna conscious. That's all. It doesn't mean we start killing people. That would be stupid. Counterproductive. Because if you're in jail, I mean, then you can do a prison preaching ministry. That would be interesting. Prison preaching ministry. I used to go to the prisons and preach in the prisons because people were very submissive. But what I found out is when they got out, all hell broke loose. So I gave up preaching in prisons. I thought, wow, they're so great. They're brahmacharis. And then I discovered they're brahmacharis because there's no women around. But anyway, so anyway, Lord Chaitanya gave that as the first instruction, a satsanga chag, a vaishnavachara. And when we deal with other people, we can deal with them in a very loving way and try to give them Krishna. But in many cases, they don't want Krishna. And so therefore, we don't want to commit the offense on chanting. So remember the offense on chanting, ninth offense on chanting?
What is the ninth? Preach to the faithless.
Yeah. Instruct the faithless about the glories of the holy name and the glories of the supreme personality of Godhead. That's good. And so we have to be careful. Anyway, so that's one point. And another point the second point Prabhupada makes here is being humbler than the grass. Of course, that's in relationship to Lord Chaitanya's Shikshashtika verse, Trinadavisu Nechina, Tarotopi, Sahishnana, Manida, Manidena, Kirtanya, Sadahari. Actually, there's like two versions of the Bengali, Tarotopi and Tarotiva. And Prabhupada gives both of those. They both mean the same thing. So, in order to illustrate that point, Lord Chaitanya taught us this principle through Sanatan Goswami. And I'm going to tell a story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Sanatan Goswami. Once upon a time, Sanatan Goswami went to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in order to go to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had to go through the jungles. Nowadays, there's not so many jungles anymore, like Jharkhanda. That's in Bihar. Actually, Bihar is like a jungle anyway. I was just reading that in the there was a webpage of the American, foreign services, and said what to be careful of when you're in India. So be careful of Bihar. Anyway. And you go through Bihar because there's dacoits there. And Naxalites. So anyway, so he went through Bihar, Jharkhanda, and he didn't eat properly and he was exposed to different diseases. So as a result, when he got to Jagannath Puri, he had sores all over his body. And that means pus coming from the sores. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan Goswami in spite of those sores. And Sanatan Goswami was really upset that Lord Chaitanya, this is a story of tolerance both from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's part and Sanatan Goswami's part. So anyway, so Sanatan Goswami is really upset. Here is God embracing me and I have all these who's that? Amritasya. Oh, that's nice. So here is God embracing me, and I have all these smelly sores in my body. Because of pus. You know what pus is? No. No one knows what pus is.
I know.
You must know.
Yeah.
Did you know a case with pus is? No.
A bit.
Well, if you have an infection and this white stuff, and imagine if you had white pus pots all over your body. I once had them all over my head because I made the mistake of getting shaved in India by a professional barber. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because you can catch any sort of disease. And then I had to take antibiotics for like 2 months later. 2 months after that. So anyway, so he had pus all over his body. And Lord Chaitanya, and he was thinking, how can I do this to Lord Chaitanya? So several things happened. First of all, he was thinking, let me just commit suicide. And the best way to commit suicide in Jagannath Puri is what? under the cart during Ratha Yatra. You know, there's this saying that you go back to God. You don't go back to God. It's not bogify. It's just like some Hindu superstition or something like that. So don't try it. So, anyway, so we thought, I'll do that. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised me, said, if I thought that I could go back to Godhead by committing suicide, I'd be prepared to give up this body, you know, thousands or hundreds of times. And so Lord Chaitanya knew what he was planning. Then he was feeling so bad that he thought, he said to another disciple of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannanda Pandit, what should I do? And Jagannanda Pandit said, look, just leave and go to Vrindavan. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he got angry at Jagannanda Pandit. So, anyway, a little fast forward. So then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to test the tolerance of Sanatana Goswami. So he asked Sanatana Goswami to come see him on the other side of Jagannath Puri, and there were only two ways to get to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One way was by the Singhadwar, in front of the Singhadwar gate, the main gate. The other way was on the beach, and it was the middle of the summer. You know, at the time of Ratha Yatra, it's hot there. It's so hot, many people die during Ratha Yatra. And the police during Ratha Yatra, they have fire hoses and they're squirting them on everybody to keep them cool. It's very hot. You know, some devotees are going, they're thinking it's ecstatic. You know, but you have Ratha Yatra here, it's non-different. Oh, you're going?
Because
I've been there many times.
Yes, it's hot, isn't it?
Very hot. It's hot.
Anyway, I just go to the Ratha Yatras in New York. It's easier for me. It's not so hot. So, and it's the same Lord Jagannath. You understand? It's the same. There's no difference. That's the interesting thing. Prabhupada is so kind. He's brought Lord Jagannath to the Western world, all over the world. So anyway, so Sanatana Goswami was thinking, which way should he go? And if he went by the gate of the temple, the main gate of the temple, then there would be pujaris there, and you know they could possibly get contaminated, and he didn't want to do that. So he took the long path via the sand, and as a result, his feet, you know, started to blister. You know, when you walk on something real hot, you get blisters. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw him, said, "Which way did you come?" And Sanatana Goswami said, "Basically, I came by the sandy path." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Why'd you do that? You could have come by the cool path." And Sanatana Goswami explained, "I didn't want to contaminate the pujaris." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And then Sanatana Goswami sort of revealed his mind that, you know, I'm just committing offenses all the time. And then, of course, Lord Chaitanya's embrace at that point, well, actually, no, after that. So, then Lord Chaitanya said, look, I wouldn't be a bona fide sannyasi if I actually distinguished between, you know, auspicious or inauspicious things. In other words, if I became repulsed by something in this material world, that would indicate I'm not on the Brahman platform or on the proper sannyas platform. Because in this world, we're attracted and repulsed by different things. Now, what that means is that we want to enjoy this world. If you didn't want to enjoy, you wouldn't be repulsed or attracted. So they're both opposite sides of the same coin. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I wouldn't be a proper sannyasi. And then Sanatana Goswami said, that's simply external. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed that actually he had affection for Sanatana Goswami like a son, you know, so like if one has affection for a child, even if the child like passes stool on you, it's not disgusting, I don't know. You know, I've never experienced that, but you know. But I know that, you know, Prabhupada one time said like the mother considers the stool, the little baby, to be like sandalwood pulp. No. You didn't put it on your forehead or anything like that. No, but anyway, but it's not like super disgusting. Like if I was to take a walk and I see some dog stool or some stool, disgusting. So the mother doesn't, I'm sure the mother doesn't respond like that when changing diapers. Yuck! Disgusting! Like that. No, I'm sure she doesn't respond like that. It's just like, my child. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, revealing his love for his devotees, he said that because of my compassion and love. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whenever I embrace you, you smell like chatushna, like sandalwood pulp and all the nice things, because it was a pure devotee's body, which is interesting. So that was from another angle. And then Lord Chaitanya embraced him, and then the sores went away. So anyway, so this pastime is a wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it really illustrates to us how we have to be, let's say, tolerant and tolerate, you know, sukha dukkha. What do we? That's one of the first lessons in the Gita, isn't it? Isn't it? You know the verse? Matra? What's the rest? Sitoshna? Don't look it up. Sitoshna sukha dukkha da. I find out the chas. Once you tolerate happiness, distress, pleasure, pain, winter and summer seasons, this is Krishna consciousness. So, how do we tolerate these things? Oh, what is the method to tolerate these things? We have to think of Krishna's pleasure. Just like we gave the example that the mother is tolerating so many things from the child because of love. Isn't it? If it's your own child, you tolerate so much of someone else's child. I don't think you mothers, you're not going to go work in a nursery and change everybody else's diapers, are you? You're not attracted by that, are you? So, you can get a job in nursery school. No, you don't want that. So that's the point. If we're doing something to please Krishna, we love Krishna, then we can tolerate things. Like Prabhupada, you know, he was able to cross the ocean, you know, in a steamship, at his age, having so many heart attacks, because, not because he was a Mayavadi, and you know, Mayavadi's, oh, I'm not this body, aham brahmasmi, because, you know, he felt the pain. You read Prabhupada's diary. He felt the pain. But he did it out of love. And so that's the point. To develop love, then we're able to do or accomplish miracles. And that's how toleration comes about. So, how does love come about? By associating with pure devotees, hearing from pure devotees, and again, the point is giving up bad association. Yeah, that's how love comes about. It's a very simple thing. Bhakti Lata Bhish. So, any questions or comments? Or arguments or problems? Chitendra? You have an argument. Make a question.
A couple of days ago you were talking about the backstory for Kubja. You said that she was Surupanaka.
Yeah, Surupanaka, yeah.
And she desired Lord Ram.
Yeah.
In the same way, in the story of the 16,000 wives,
yeah,
is there some backstory for that as to why they were
given? Well, they're expansions of the gopis. I mean, these 16,000 wives. I mean, 16,000 wives, a lot of wives. they're expansions of the gopis, and there's probably a story. I don't know any story beyond that. I know that later on, those wives were kidnapped by cowherds. Did you know that? When Arjuna... This is an interesting story. This is another bad story. When Arjuna went to Dwarka, and Krishna had disappeared and everything, so Arjuna wanted to protect those 16,000 wives, and so he had them with him. So, because Krishna had left the planet, Arjuna's Gandiva bow didn't work anymore. It's like the battery that went flat. You know, the bow went flat. You know, it's just like, doesn't work anymore. And he was actually using it like a stick to beat off these cowards. And so these cowards kidnapped Krishna's wives. You know, can you imagine that? And Arjuna was feeling really bad because previously he was so proud he could defeat everybody in the battle of Kurukshetra. Now he couldn't protect 16,000 women. But anyway, that's a lot of women to protect. It's described when he was leaving Dwarka, the water was basically just following him. Because Dwarka went under the water. So the water was just like right behind him, you know, lapping at his heels is the expression. And so, anyway, so the girls were kidnapped. So the inner story is that these wives of Krishna, they wanted to be like the gopis. And so Krishna took the form of all these cowards. Krishna expanded all these cowards so that he could fulfill their desire. And so these cowards were actually Krishna. It's interesting, isn't it? So they got a chance to associate with the coward boy, Krishna. Anyway, it's an interesting story. Any other questions?
Is that where those wives of Krishna left their bodies that we call it Gopichandan? Is that now?
I don't know that story. You know.
In Dwarka, somewhere in Dwarka?
The wives actually, it wasn't in Dwarka when the gopis, when the wives left their bodies. Because they were leaving Dwarka. I don't know really I've never heard the story of the origin of Gopichana. I don't know. That's one story I don't know. Gopichana. Anyway. In Radhakund, sometimes people put on the black tilak.
No.
Prabhupada said, no, you have to do that. So just to clue you all in, the Prabhupada said, no, our tilak is the Gopichana. Okay, any other questions? Yes?
Bhoma, is asking for the key to the end of the story. What bad association did Bhoma have? Because wasn't he a devotee of Lord Shiva?
Yeah, well, he had bad association with some friends or something. It's not described who he really associated with. Hmm. And it's all based on association. I probably said, you know, if you associate with a drunkard, you'll become a drunkard. Mm-hmm. The Prabhupada said that's why we're devoted. Prabhupada gave the example of the stock market one time. He said, you know, if you really want to invest in the stock market, you have to be there. And of course, nowadays with the internet, you know, it's a little bit different. But I remember the old days, people used to sit right in front of the ticker tape. You know what ticker tape is?
Yeah.
You know, right, for all the different symbols of the different companies, AT&T, IBM, up 3/4. My grandfather was like that. The stock market. And if you ever go into this, see the, at least in America, the stock market, you ever seen pictures of the stock market there? Or movies, everyone's like screaming and yelling and everything like that. It's really interesting. And so that's like, Krishna consciousness? No, not like Krishna consciousness. But if you want, because if you get in there, you get in the mood. Or let's use another game. If you go, another example, if you go to a football game, then, you know, there's a mood there. And everybody gets into it. One day I went to a Christian ceremony. Actually, I've done that a few times. I went to the Hillsong Church. I think I told you about that. And I got into the mood, you know, praise the Lord, I was like this, you know, I'm like, of course it wasn't against Krishna consciousness, not that I was so much in Maya, but I was just, you know, praise, joy, hoodie bowl, because there was a mood there. And, yeah, football game is the mood too, isn't it? Everybody goes, do they have bands at the football games here? No.
Some big games, yes.
In the finals, yeah. In America, we had bands at all of our football games. I was even on the band. And you have a halftime show. You know what a halftime show is?
Yes.
So I'd be one of the people getting out there. I played the trombone. Dun, 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 dun. You know, and you do different diagrams on the field. You've seen that before?
So I did all that. It was boring. I never liked it because I would always look at the clock. You understand? And say, I would actually pray to God it'd be over soon. That's how detached I was. I said, oh my God, why is the clock stopping now? Is it? The clock stops sometimes? You know, there's a timeout or something like that. And I said, I'm praying, let it be over. This is just the most excruciating, painful circumstance I've ever been in my life. I hated it. Anyway, I guess that was because I was a devotee without knowing it. Anyway, yeah, but and also there's different modes of nature, different varnas. You know, when I can't say that I was always a devotee, but when I went to science class, I was in ecstasy. Science and math, I just started shivering in ecstasy. The tears came to my eyes like torrents of rain. Hair stood on end.
Your throat was choking.
Your throat was choking. Gagada, wubia, gira. So it wasn't exactly Krishna consciousness. It was just different varnas, you know. Isn't it? I mean, everybody has a different varna. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so we got a big day. Or not such a big day.
A long drive, maybe?
Yeah, we're going for breakfast somewhere. And yeah, you're going to get a chance to play with your friends.
And the dogs.
And I thought the dogs were your friends. We'll let everybody see. See? There's everybody. And the Fiji Wallows are not here. Too bad. It says, oh, do you want to... It's interesting. It actually knows who's here. Do you want to tag Jai Neel Shandish Neela Madhav in this video? Oh my God, this is actually, the computer understands who's here by seeing you. Do you want to tag Jyotir Singh Govinda Mohini in this video? I didn't say that. You know, the computer sees you and it... Did you want to tag Ghanshyam Das in this video? Oh my God, this is like Big Brother is watching you.